This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Plenty to go here as we get ready for the Browns and the Bengals Sunday, a game you can listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network, 92.3 The Fan, our good friends over at NCX as well. Tim May will join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk a little Buckeye football with him as we did with Antonio Pittman at 11:20. You can catch that on the Baskin and Phelps podcast if you want to, just or hit that Odyssey rewind where you can go back and listen to the last 72 hours. So we've got a lot of things going on. It's a very interesting Friday. We get into our regular Friday routine. That's what I love about college football. That's what I love about pro football. That's what I love about high school football, though we don't really talk much about it. But when we do, we get into the routine on Fridays, and you know that involves with a day that ends with, you know, quick predicts, but we also do two keys and a lock. And we get you excited for all of the NFL with a little bit of rapid fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Menigan.
Love this song, brother. Good music.
Oh, you know, you got to set the mood for such things.
Yes.
All right, let's begin with the watching of football, which is what's going to take place with the majority of us on Sunday. One of the big things that has happened is, of course, the NFL red zone, and everybody loves the red zone and being locked in to see every single touchdown over 7 hours and, you know, what, sitting there with your friends wondering if Scott Hansen is going to use the bathroom at any point and if you'll be able to tell. The big part of this, though, is what came out from an interview with the Pat McAfee show. Scott Hansen saying there will be commercials on the Red Zone channel, which, of course, makes all of us do this. Understandably so. So ESPN basically sent everybody out, of course, being a part of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter being the main one on Twitter saying, adding some clarity. The NFL Red Zone is 7 hours, 420 minutes. Over that time, viewers will be served 1 to 2 total minutes of ads in 15-second increments. This comes out to anywhere between 0.25% or 0.5% of the total time, considerably less than other sports entertainment programs. Guys, why does ESPN think it's their job to have to run out here and try to justify their way of making money? We know why they're doing this. Why are you hiding it from us?
Tell me, Dan.
What's the deal? So Red Zone, if it's just looking over, standalone NFL Plus Premium is $14.99 a month or $99 a year. And now the ESPN Plus can direct to consumer services $29.99 a month. Should you have to pay for commercials while you're watching something you're paying for? Well, we have done that for years.
I wouldn't think so, though.
I mean, we've done it for years. Cable, I mean, you paid for cable, right? And they ran commercials on every channel in there.
However, so you get a ton of channels. If you're paying a specific fee for a specific channel, wouldn't that take care of it? Probably not. Not in today's game. And it is a game.
I don't know. I do think at some point, Jeff, you're right, that the economics of all of this is going to blow up. I think the reason the NFL got popular was because they were able to put their product out there for everybody, along with gambling. So, you know, you've been able to watch it on free TV. I started thinking about this, too. Is our game 100% sold out on Sunday? I don't know. It used to be you had to worry about that. You know why? Because they wouldn't show the game if it wasn't.
That's true.
It wasn't that long. Well, maybe people, it was a long time.
Buying up tickets.
Yeah.
Like the team.
Yeah, at the end, they'd have to buy the last 1,000 or 2,000 tickets. Those days are long gone now.
Yeah, it's just one of those things when something that you paid for with no commercials now starts having commercials, there will always be blowback. Because someone's making money, and your price tag is not going down for said product. And that's my thing with it, is it's like, this sucks. Someone is making money off of this, and I'm having to pay just as much to now be inconvenienced for something I wasn't inconvenienced for. This sucks.
I got to be honest. I don't know that I've had a lot of time to watch Red Zone over the last couple of years. Are you a huge Red Zone guy?
It's great to watch here at work on game day on Sunday.
Oh, do you guys have it up on all the monitors? Yeah.
We have one on the Browns, and we have one on Red Zone.
So what's cool at the stadium is they've got that wall of TVs where they show every game.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But the problem is you're there to, like, I'm there
to
watch the Browns
game.
Watch
the game on the field.
Yeah, it's that whole Ocean's 11 scene where, you know, they'd rather watch the building get blown up on TV rather than look outside the window and see the same thing. I really, unless there's a break in the Browns game, I really don't want to focus on other games. Sorry.
To each their own.
Yeah, I know.
To each their own. All right, gentlemen, moving along when it comes to rapid fire, did you guys see the Christian McCaffrey news that is out there about the calf injury once again getting in the way? Tom Pelissero saying, essentially, this is nothing to worry about. Jeff, if you are a fantasy football owner of Christian McCaffrey, are you now going, oh,
and,
no.
And I am, and I'm not.
You're not? Nope. Okay. Do tell, do tell.
Remember what I said about Myles Garrett earlier in the show? When everybody was fired up about his hip? Can't wait to see him pressure Joe Burrow. Get after Joe. Can't wait to see Christian McCaffrey back on the field getting the football and scoring touchdowns for Kyle Shanahan. They're going to take care of him. They're going to take care of Miles. That's what's going to happen. Now, when you have a leg injury and you're a running back, but it's football. I mean, that's the way it goes. That's the way this game is played. So can a guy go on the field and get hurt at any time? You bet he can. That's the risk they take by playing this sport for a living.
It's interesting. I think the big, not so much him, it's San Francisco to me. That I kind of look at this, kind of say, this is interesting. Like, how did the Niners go from, you know, a 6-win team to a team that, like, 70% of the people think they're going to make the playoffs this year?
And they were the snake bite team last year.
Yeah. So I think, you know, having him back and making sure that he's able to play, I think, is a big reason why people will think maybe they're going to 60% on this. So I like watching him play, so I'll leave it at that. Just want to see him play.
Broncos outside linebacker Nick Bonito signed a 4-year extension, $70 million in guaranteed, contractually ties him to Denver through the 2029 season, according to multiple reports. This isn't a Nick Bonito question more than it is a Denver Broncos question. They seem to be the trendy pick for a lot of people to win the NFC West. You're seeing that float all, or AFC West, I apologize. You see that floating all over the place. Andy, you buy the Broncos? You buy Bonix?
I don't know, man. They're so up and down. Aren't they the roller coaster of the NFL? Like, there are years you walk in, you're like, man, I think the Broncos are going to be pretty good. Ooh, look what they did with their quarterback. Did they bring in another quarterback? And then all of a sudden they let you down. I still have ick on me from the Broncos back in the 80s. So I can't ever root for them. I don't ever want them really ever to win. I get irritated when Buckeyes go to play for them. I never believe in the Broncos, especially since the Elway days passed us. I have trouble believing in them.
A little harsh, but that's okay.
Sure, it's just who I am.
No, you're allowed. You're
it's
allowed
in
to
my DNA.
That
that's the problem.
You're allowed to feel that.
It's in my Browns DNA.
I think they're on their way. Yesterday when we did our little playoff thing, Dan, I had them not making the playoffs. I think one or two good teams in the AFC won't make it this year, and I think the Broncos will be one of those teams.
Will not.
That's what I said.
Okay,
you know, who knows?
May I ask why?
I think there are other teams that are going to beat them out. It's just that simple. I just said I think there are going to be one or two good teams that will make the playoffs in the AFC. I think one of them will be Denver.
They're a great talking point because odds makers have them at 50% to make the playoffs. So you're either in or out on them. What do you think Bo Nix is going to look like this year?
I think he's going to be good. Okay. I'm buying a lot of Broncos stock. Right. I don't think they'll win the West because I refuse to say any team will beat Patrick Mahomes until somebody beats Patrick Mahomes.
Good idea.
It's now hit the point where that I was at with the Patriots in the AFC East, where for years and years and years, it's like until somebody beats Tom Brady, it's the Patriots winning the East. And you can pretty much write that one in stone.
You want to hear percentages on them? There's 62% chance they make the playoffs, 29% chance they win the West, 8.3% they win the AFC, and 4.3% they win the Super Bowl. Do I really want to do this on the Browns? No, I don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to look at that. That'll just hurt your feelings and get you grumpy. That's the last thing we all need.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Boy.
There you go.
Sorry, guys. I hate to be that guy. But
derail.
AI straight out says, no, the Browns will not make the playoffs. At least, you know, there isn't a whole lot of conversation going on there, right? You don't have to worry about percentages. You just come tell me the truth, and the truth is the Browns will not.
Why are you asking our robot overlords? Don't ask our robot overlords.
Okay, who should I ask?
Ask Van Menigan.
There's no fandom in this. That's the reason why sometimes
I'll ask.
You
went to the robots?
I went to the robots, yeah.
You know why? Have you seen Terminator 2? Trust me, the fandom comes later. They become fans of themselves, then you're done. You're part of the resistance.
They don't even have percentage odds of making the playoffs.
Sudden. Sitting there trying to figure out
how to send. I'm going to go sit in the corner. See you later.
Send somebody back to go save John Connor. Stop Skynet.
Skynet, man. Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Look out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So moving along, gentlemen, with the rest of this, the other team that seems to be getting a lot of buzz is the Chicago Bears. A lot of people like what you're seeing out of Ben Johnson, what they're seeing out of the offense and that stuff as well. Is that a team that you could possibly buy as being one of those teams that makes a leap this season, that Caleb Williams gets together because a guy like Ben Johnson is there to make him better?
I'm hesitant to say that because of the division they're in. You have some good teams in that division. Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay. I think the Bears are clearly at the bottom of that division. That said, Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift, they have some talent. I don't think it's enough in year number one of Ben Johnson to make them jump any of those previous three teams that I mentioned in the division. But I think they'll be on their way. I mean, Caleb Williams is a pretty good young quarterback. Might end up being better than Jaden Daniels. Jaden got all the rookie hype.
Do the Bears make, if there are four games on, do the Bears make you stop and make them want to watch? Maybe a little bit of Caleb Williams.
I want to see him.
Roma Dunze. I'll give you some of those guys.
You know, since the Jim McMahon, William Perry, Walter Payton Super Bowl shuffle team.
They're mad.
Aren't they one of the most boring teams in the NFL?
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear Jeff Phelps say.
Well,
yes.
They are.
They're mad. Maybe Case Keenum can get out there later if Caleb Williams can't do it. Who knows?
I mean, they've been wandering the quarterback desert forever. That's the way this has gone.
It's along with the Browns. They're the two teams.
What would happen if we put a glass of water between the two franchises in the middle of the desert? Who would get the glass of water?
I mean, the Bears probably, because they may think they have one in Caleb. I am interested to see what Caleb Williams looks like this year.
Yeah, I hope he makes a move with Ben Johnson.
Yeah, just because the Bears haven't had an offensive-minded head coach that was actually like calling plays and where they were as an offensive coordinator since probably Mike Martz. I mean, Matt Nagy wasn't calling the plays in Kansas City. That was Andy Reid. So you could throw that one out the window. I am fascinated what the Bears are going to look like. I think they could be pretty good. And the defense
pretty good is different,
solid.
Though, when you're in that division, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got three really good football teams in that division.
All right, how worried should I be on the Aaron Rodgers hand injury? Or Aaron Rodgers hand injury. Good gravy. The Jordan Love hand injury that he's wearing a glove on his hand and hasn't handed the ball off, according to Matt LaFleur, with that left hand.
I wouldn't be worried about it.
I'm not worried about it either.
I'm worried about it.
Wow.
I don't like it when a team that prides itself on being able to run the ball, and that involves the quarterback handing the ball to the running back, and the quarterback isn't handing the ball to the running back. I don't like that. Seems important.
You know, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions about anything until we get through week one of the season.
Yeah, you've been pretty optimistic about this stuff.
I am not going to make any harsh conclusions until week four. I need to get through the first month, then let's start jumping to some conclusions.
All right.
If Malik Willis is playing quarterback, are they done? They lose? Quick? Out? Done?
No, because
he's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, because they turn their offense into the triple option and like somehow make it work.
It
like
worked.
They end up like a service academy team, and they score points somehow.
All right, I'm buying what you're selling there on a lot of the stuff. That was NFL Rapid Fire. Nice job, Dan. We're going to probably get the two keys in a lock here in a few moments. Tim May is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up at 1:40. It's going to be an interesting day as far as Quick Predicts is concerned, because we may run into Kevin Stefanski at that same time. So, unfortunately, we'll take Kevin over. We'll do Quick Predicts. But I know you want to do Quick Predicts, so we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that that happens a little bit later at 1:40. It's all straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, we are getting pumped up for a big day. On Sunday, you know, we've got the Browns Radio Network here. Man, I got to tell you, our office is going nuts. Oh, next door, everyone's wearing Brown stuff. They're all pumped. I wonder how many offices are in full Browns regalia today as they get set to. Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Because you have a Dallas Cowboys helmet on your shirt.
I do not have a Dallas Cowboys helmet on my shirt. What am I wearing?
Oh.
That is not the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the only high school in America that I believe is legally licensed to use the Dallas Cowboys helmet.
That is true. That would be the Kenson Bombers, yes. I was out there. They have a brand new weight room out there. I was out there for their dedication. We had a good time. Coach Groob's out there.
Nice.
That whole...
It's a nice hoodie.
That whole Division
Three,
the whole Division Three Region Nine is a fun group of folks out there.
Swag.
Good. All right. So obviously we've got a big matchup, another Ohio matchup, the Battle of Ohio. It is the Bengals and the Browns. Oh. And no other sport is allowed to say that, correct?
It's still my heart.
Is that true? No other sport's allowed to partake in that? So
that's,
talking about
that's
copyright infringements.
Do you hate the Bengals?
I kind of just even like before.
Aren't they like your cousin?
Yeah, they're just kind of irritating.
They're like your cousin.
They're irritating.
They're Aunt Matilda's kid. They come over.
Yeah.
They sit over there. They eat too much food, and they go home.
In some ways, despite the fact that the Browns are reborn, the Bengals kind of have that little brother feel, too. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, they
is it little brother, little cousin feel for you? Though?
I didn't say little. I just said, did I say little?
No, but that's the feel.
They're my cousins. They have a cousin feel to me. You know, like I have a ton of respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Yeah.
And I actually like watching the Steelers.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I like the Steelers. I like watching them. I've always enjoyed watching them because I think they're good. I have a ton of respect for what Ozzie Newsome has done in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand the Baltimore Ravens for obvious reasons.
Right.
Like you feel about Denver.
Well, but, it's how I feel the same way about the Ravens.
But
I feel the same way about the Bengals.
I have a hard time getting mad about the Cincinnati Bengals. I do. I don't know why.
It's still respecting Paul Brown is what it is.
I don't think that's it, Andy.
There's no other reason why.
I don't think that's it for me.
I couldn't stand the Bengals when I was a kid growing up because I never liked Trumpy and I never liked Collinsworth. And it was even more irritated when they got a platform on television to irritate me to the nth degree. Now, maybe that's in my DNA. My dad was like, oh, I can't stand Bob Trumpy. Played for the Bengals. And all I see when I see Bob Trumpy is that silly rookie card or second year card he had, and I'm looking, he had some kind of goofy face on his trading card, and I was like, who likes this guy?
I can't get all fired up about the Bengals. In fact, I find myself pulling for Joe Burrow, not against the Browns, but I find myself pulling for Joe Burrow.
I like Joe Burrow too. I don't really have a problem with him. I don't. I like Boomer Esiason too.
I
like
love their passing game, man. Burrow, Chase, Higgins.
I didn't mind Ken Anderson.
That's fun, man.
Well, speaking of Chase, he had some thoughts on this game against the Browns and playing here in Cleveland and talking about the dog pound. And, you know, if he would find the end zone, would he end up jumping in to the dog pound? I can't see that happening, but here's what he had to say.
Cleveland got good field. I like their grass field. I don't have no problem with their fans or nothing. I always wanted to jump into the dog pound. I've never did that, but I always wanted to. So, I mean, Cleveland, not bad.
Is that on the table?
No, I wouldn't do it. I heard they stab people in there. Messing with y'all, man. I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll. And I love it, though, because they think I'm serious the whole time. So,
that's funny. Cleveland, not bad. That's what he said. And then he said, messing with y'all, man.
You like that or you don't?
I thought it was a hilarious comment. And the look on his face, he was really, I thought it was funny.
There was more to it, too.
That's fun stuff. You know what I mean? That's fun.
He said, I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll. I love it, though, because they think I'm serious the whole time. It's just funny, man. Small stuff like that. You've got to have fun with it. You've got to take everything we do. Yo, you can't take everything we do seriously. Or serious. Somebody's got to have some fun with this stuff, you know? I don't know. I don't have any problem with that. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think that's bulletin board material either. He's just having fun.
Oh, that was fun. And the way he said
so
it,
what
the,
should they
the look
do,
on
though?
His face, that's fun.
I think if he jumped in the dog pound, I'd love it if the dog pound just turned their back and let him fall.
You know,
that's what I would do. Why would you catch a guy from the other team if you're in the dog pound?
You know what I think would
and
be?
And by the way, the dog pound's nothing like it used
can
to be.
Can anybody give me an idea how to do this?
Sure.
I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to. I wonder if is there a big, phony plastic knife manufacturer that can hand out plastic knives, like big ones, so that when Chase comes
like
out
Halloween
on the field,
stuff?
The dog.
Yeah, that's
pound,
not getting past security.
I know. That's my thing.
Yeah.
If there was any way to do it in a fun way, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be funny?
I just
if like everybody
see.
In the dog pound held up a phony knife or something like that, Jamar Chase would just laugh like crazy on the field.
Yeah, and then
that
all those
funny.
People would get thrown out.
Yeah, I know. You don't want that.
No, you'd have an empty dog pound for the rest of the game. Don't do it, not even if it's plastic. And I'm not trying not to be the no fun police here. I'm trying to cover your behind on this.
He said knife. You can't, you know, I don't know how you do it. That's what I said. I don't know how you do it, but... Wouldn't it be hilarious?
Like a plastic knife, like people pulled out plastic knives from their meal inside the...
Well, or
spork him.
Or something.
Yes, the world's greatest gift,
that,
spork.
No, I mean like, you know, like a 3-foot knife so that he could actually see it. And all in fun, of course. Man, that kid can play. He is good. Interesting build for a wide receiver, too. He's like 6 foot, about 210. man, can he play.
It is, I don't know, is it, the Bengals are not, though, and I don't really, this is kind of a trite topic, but I just, they're not.
When it comes to rivals in the division,
Steelers,
they're number three.
Steelers. Yeah.
Aren't they number three?
Yeah. But you have a legitimate reason for not liking all three other teams.
What's the legit reason for not liking the Bengals other than the fact that they play in the division and you have to beat them? I mean, they have the same color scheme. You're a little off.
It makes you wish that Paul
they're owned by a Brown. We are the Browns.
Yeah, are we the Browns because of them? Though
that's the theory.
Hmm. Well, let's back that up. Brian's in Brecksville. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I've had this crazy idea for a couple of years, and it starts with the question of why are we still called the Browns?
Okay.
And I think I'm going to make some head spin. Don't you think it would be better if we just kind of changed our name? And let me kind of hear me out. The origin of football is the Canton Bulldogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And why can't we adopt that name and tie it to the actual dog pound? Think of the jerseys that the Browns will sell. And Paul Brown, left us and started his legacy is his legacy, right? But he started a franchise in the same state with the same color scheme. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of think that it would be a really good thing that if we just kind of renamed, ripped and replaced, and started from scratch.
Okay, so Paul
Brown didn't leave on his own.
No. Brian, no,
I get that.
Brian,
would you
be willing to stand at the 50-yard line with 2 minutes to go in a 3-point game and try to sell that with a microphone at the stadium on Sunday?
Yes, I would.
You would? You'd be willing to do that. I don't know if you noticed this, but there was a baseball team here in town that changed their name, and the backlash still kind of emanates a little bit.
Unless they score runs, then nobody cares.
That's true. I just
that's exactly right. If they were good, we would sell it out.
Right. Oh, they do sell it out even with the name, but the fans are still irritated by that for baseball.
When the team came back in 99.
That was the time to do it.
Well, yeah, and I actually wouldn't have minded that at all. I know it wouldn't. A lot of folks wanted the Browns back just as is. I actually thought Cleveland Bulldogs at the time, Brian. Just completely change the color scheme, do everything. New franchise, let's go.
As long as Baltimore would have still changed their name to the Ravens, I would have been good with it.
Yeah. If they were the Baltimore Browns, like they're the Indianapolis Colts, that would have been terrible.
That would have been brutal.
The Ravens are not called the Ravens. They are the Ratbirds, just for the record.
Thank you. Brian, who wants to change the name of the Browns. Okay, thank you, Brian. Brian in Brecksville. I don't disagree. Like, I was down with it in 99. I'd still be down with it now. I just think the backlash at this point is just...
If I recall correctly, they did a public vote on the name for the Ravens.
Oh, okay.
They were supposed to be the Baltimore Browns.
Right.
And then that went
remember
by.
Remember, Vinny told us that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Vinny to this day.
They had mugs.
They were selling.
There were actually mugs that said Baltimore Browns.
Oh, I saw jackets and T-shirts with it.
And then they ran this contest. If I'm not mistaken, Modell's idea was to be called the Baltimore Rhinos. Because the Rhino is some licensed nickname that the NFL had already. That they've already got it locked up.
Right.
But instead, the people in Baltimore voted for Ravens based on Edgar Allan Poe.
It made more sense, didn't it?
Well, I thought
especially when they stole the logo and got sued for the original logo and had to take it off their helmets.
Yes, exactly right.
Good move there, Art. Well done. Another good move.
Oh, was the Maryland something or other? What was it? With that checkerboard and the whole thing?
Yeah, it's just their state flag. Yeah, that's exactly all that is.
But there was something more to it.
Well, the Terrapins have that, too.
And yeah, maybe that was
They have that on their... it was the actual Raven. It was the drawing
of the Raven
that got ripped off because somebody had put it in for a contest.
Like the NBC logo way back in the day that was the same as the public television station in Nebraska.
Ah, little unknown fact right there. Thank you. All right, when we come back, let's do two keys and a lock. We'll get you ready for the game against the Bengals on Sunday. Also coming up later in the show, Tim May at 1 o'clock. We will do quick predicts at 1:40. All of these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
A little bit of news before we head to break from Browns practice. All 53 men on the field for Browns practice. Miles Garrett. Everybody involved, all 53 on the field for Browns practice today. Good thing to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
There you have it. All right, we've got a lot of stuff coming up on the show. We still want to get you ready for this Browns-Bengals game coming up on Sunday at 1. Tim May is going to be here at 1 o'clock, so about 18 minutes away for Tim May. He'll digress as we talk about the Buckeyes, their big win last week over Texas, and their big game tomorrow against Grambling State. Not exactly a fun-filled weekend of college football. What do we got? Oklahoma, Michigan, right? Isn't that the big game this weekend?
That's the ranked game, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll
two
be the big game this weekend. I'll be out of my eyes on that, and we'll get excited about that. We'll also do quick predicts. That's coming up at 1:40. So we are an hour away from quick predicts. Meredith, we're going to welcome you back into the show. Dan is also here.
Welcome,
he's Jeff
Meredith.
Phelps. Welcome back, Meredith. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Where'd you go?
I don't know.
I'm all the way back here.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like the fact that you're all the way back there because we can't.
I don't really appreciate that either. I miss you guys. I feel like I don't get to see you when I'm all the way back here.
I feel like you're in another state right now.
I mean, my mental state is somewhere else, so.
Fair enough. All right, you're in on two keys and a lock.
You Mr. Manning. It's only like 10 paces that separate the three of you, correct?
Why do you have to ruin and go behind the scenes? Like, you know, it's theater of the mind. I don't know if you know that or not. That's the beauty of radio. She could be at home. She could be in Maryland
or
Washington.
For a year and a half.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me close the door then.
Beautiful.
Can you start, please?
Hit it.
Oh, you know it's Friday when we start playing all this music. I love it. I love it. I love it. Time now for two keys and a lock. That's right. We get you ready for the Browns-Bengals game by giving you two keys and a lock. Jeff, Your Honor, you can go first with key number one.
I mentioned it earlier. I mentioned it a little after that. I'll mention it again. Browns just can't let Joe Burrow go nuts. I don't think Joe can have a 350-yard, three-touchdown game and the Browns have any chance to win. If you can hold Joe Burrow to two touchdowns and under 300 yards, I think you're going to have a chance to win.
Meredith Kane, key number one.
I'm going to say contain Trey Hendrickson. The man just got paid. He is going to be motivated. He's going to be on fire. So the Browns need to contain him, because if not, they're going to be in trouble.
Dan Menigan.
Your full 53 is out there, which means you should be able to do exactly what you need to. You can do anything that you want and what you need to do to win a game. So key number one, run the ball. I'm saying about 4 yards per carry. You should be able to run on this Bengals defense. That is how you are going to win this game, is to keep the ball in the hands of the offense, to rest your defense and keep Burrow off the field. 4 yards per carry, run the ball. That's key number one.
I like that. My key number one is 21 points. Let's get there, kids. Please. Schmidt, you got to make extra points, okay? I'm not asking for much, but...
Because if he doesn't, he won't be here for very
long. No, you got to make him, my man. You got to get us to 21. I don't want to look at 16 ever again and say, oh, look at the average of the Browns offense, because that's why they were dead last year in points scored. So let's forget about what we were. Let's become something that we weren't before, or something that we will be in the future. No matter how the logic, get to 21 points, please. Thank you. Ready? Here we go. Key number two. Key number two. Key number two. Jeff Phelps.
I crossed off key number two when Dan stole mine.
It's okay.
Have to be effective running the football. So I came up with another one, which was, you know, key number three, but we don't do that. Get at least one turnover. What do you think? Get at least one. If you can turn that Bengals offense over one time, it might give you enough of an edge that you can win this football game.
Meredith.
I was also going to say run the ball, because I guess great minds, something, something, something. So I'm going to go similar but opposite to Jeff Phelps, and I'm going to say Joe Flacco has to protect the rock, because if he gets into a situation where he's throwing interceptions, that's going to be a problem.
Key number two, Dan Menigan.
Slow down Chase Brown and make the Bengals one-dimensional. Hey, Carson Schlesinger, you had a fantastic camp. The hype train has left the station and is going nuts. Time to see it. Mason Graham, you can't look like a rookie out there. Nobody has time for you to look like a rookie, especially in this game here. If you start getting shredded by Chase Brown on the ground, it is only going to set Joe Burrow and that passing game up more. Key number two, stop the Bengals' run game. Make them a one-dimensional team.
Key number two for me is to remind the Bengals they are not so golden with Al Golden back as their defensive coordinator.
Oh,
he could not get back from Notre Dame quick enough.
Sweet. Thank
you. Do you like that? Like that. Yeah, we know Trey Hendricks is good. We get that. We understand that. But the Browns immediately have to remind this defense that they're the reason the Bengals didn't have great success last season. Yeah, they came out a little bit stronger at the end of the year. But if the Browns offense can just eat up some clock, as you guys said, the running game and how important that is, let's remind Cincinnati that, you know, they're still Cincinnati, whether their defensive coordinator is Al Golden or not. Remind them that they're more like coal than gold early on, and they'll be in good shape. Ready for a lock?
I am ready for a lock.
Okay, here we go. Change that music, my friend. This is the most important part of two keys and a lock. It's the lock.
What's that say about the two keys? What did we just do? Isn't that critical?
Because this is what people look forward to during the game. They understand the keys. They get it. Everyone can have a key. But can you have a lock? That's the question. Jeff, lock.
I'm going out on a limb on this one.
Oh.
Jerry Jeudy will have at least 100 yards receiving.
How many catches?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just asking. How many catches?
100 yards receiving. You asked me for a lock. I'm giving you a lock.
Jerry Jeudy, 100 yards. Jeff Phelps has locked it in. Meredith Kane, lock.
1.5 sacks for Miles Garrett.
Oh, I actually had that as one of my original
sacks. Those sacks are always
fun. Well, 4.5 makes you a single game leader like he was. It was 4 before that, and then he had 4.5 that made him a single game leader. For
beautiful, sacks. Andy.
Plus, you realize he's averaging a sack a game, a little over a sack a game against Cincinnati. So
that's where that 1.5 comes from.
Meredith, I am wholeheartedly agreeing with you on that. Dan Menigan.
Lock in this game is at the over hits. I got a feeling we are going to see points. I got a feeling the Bengals offense is going to be explosive. I have a feeling the Browns offense is going to do their best to keep up. We are going to see some points in this game. I think we are going to walk out of this game and look at each other on Monday going, is this defense as good as we thought it was? Because good golly. It's my lock.
Really?
Over.
So you're I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. You think the Browns' offense is better than you expected?
I think the Browns' defense is a mess. I think it is an absolute mess. It lacks talent, and I want to see what it looks like outside of Trey Hendrickson out there. Somebody else needs to step up there, and I think on the Browns' side of it, I think the Bengals are going to be able to run the ball on the Browns. I don't think this Browns' run defense is going to be very good, and it's going to tick some people off this year. They're undersized, man.
Your guy's Mason Graham.
No.
He's your guy.
I know.
Before they ever drafted him, give me Mason Graham.
He's not ideal against the run. Now he will go sack quarterbacks and wreck game plans, which you like, but he's not ideal against the run.
Can't have everything.
All right, if I was weak, I would just give you one lock. I'm going to give you two locks today.
Oh, way to go.
And normally, I would lean towards telling you that Harold Fannin Jr. would have a touchdown in this game. No. David Njoku will have a touchdown in this game. It's my lock. And I'm going to throw in a Jamari Thrash just for the fun of it. So I'm telling you.
Are you just throwing in a Jamari Thrash?
I would hear stories where you'd go buy a stereo and they'd throw a bicycle in. Is that what this is like?
It's a checking account with a toaster. I'm throwing the toaster in.
Hey, I bought this couch and they, for some reason, gave me a plant.
So I'm not even, I'm calling a David Njoku touchdown and a Jamari Thrash touchdown.
Wow. That's bold.
The Thrash one might be tougher.
You think?
Yeah. Come on, Jamari, you're going to come through for me, right? You're not going to make me look like a fool. Because I could do that on my own. I'm excellent at that. I'm the king of making a fool out of myself. So I'll go David Njoku is truly my lock, but I'm also going to throw a Jamari Thrash, like kind of a sideboard in there too. How's that sound? Good? I'll put them both in there as a lock. David Njoku touchdown. I feel strong about that.
Okay.
Especially because those guys had success when he was here before. I know David enjoys playing with Joe Flacco, and I think those two have a pretty good connection. So there you have it. Two keys and a lock. Oh, man, it does feel fabulous. Like it's Friday before game day, doesn't it?
Fabulous.
And then we also want to remind you, your turn to hop in on the show. You know that's why we do quick predicts. I almost said, why am I smarter? Quick predicts coming up at 1:40, so a little bit more than an hour away from that. Jeff, do you see any other guys on offense that might have potential this weekend that you want to jump off the page?
James Dillon Sampson. I want to see it. I sure hope he looks good.
Jeff, I'm wondering what Isaiah Bond is going to look like. There's a part of me that thinks that he may not even be active. There's always one or two guys I wonder if he's active. And for some reason, I think it's either Bond or Larvidan. One of those two guys is probably not going to be active. Although, would you go into a game unless you know, it depends how you look at DeAndre Carter. How many wide receivers do you want to walk into the game with itself?
That's a good question. Five?
If you're going five, then maybe you count Carter and keep either Bond or Larvidan. One of those two. I wonder, because we just don't know, because we don't get to see it in Berea, where is Bond on the chance of getting on the field? I wouldn't be. There's a part of me that wouldn't surprise me if we see him early or not at all.
I don't
think
they're going to put him out there.
You do or don't?
I know he hasn't been with the team a ton. We've heard Kevin Stefanski say he's done a great job catching up the mental part of the game. He's got it all locked in.
Yeah.
You didn't bring him here to not put him on the football field. And you won three games last year. At the very least, hey, Isaiah, run deep, draw the safety over, take a corner with you, and maybe that opens things up for something else. Just sprint like crazy, will you?
I hope he plays. I really do. I want to see what he is. I want to see what he looks like in a pro game. I do. We're not expecting any NFL news today, are we? Man, wouldn't that be if they start dropping bombs there at like 5 o'clock and telling us who's in, who's out, and, you know, we find Bond.
You never know, Andy.
Man, I hope not. I hope not. I'm not, like, 5 o'clock on Friday is kind of a goofy time, isn't it? Is there always kind of sitting there waiting, lurking, waiting to drop some kind of bombshell that's going to irritate your team moving forward? I'd love to hear some Quinshon Judkins news by the end of the day today, too. Wouldn't that be nice? Even if they just
one way or the other?
Yeah. But I'd like to hear about a contract, too. The story is just not what anybody thought it was going to be. When we come back, you know him, you love him. He's Tim May, Letterman Row, Baskin & Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.